counter-terrorism police are leading the investigation into a fire at an electrical substation in Hayes, which has led to the closure of the UK's busiest airport, Heathrow. There's no indication of foul play so far, but the energy regulator Ofgem has also promised to commission a review of the substation fire. More than 67,000 people around Hayes, Heathrow and Hounslow were left without power following the blaze just after 11:30 last night. More than 70 firefighters tackled the fire at the substation in Nestles Avenue. 5,000 are still without power, and that includes terminals 2 and 4. 150 people were evacuated from their homes, with others told to keep their windows shut due to the acrid air. Anil Anwar tells us the first thing he noticed was black smoke around Heathrow Airport late last night.
No traffic lights are working, but I just assumed it was some sort of power-saving energy initiative that people were doing. And then I slowly started to realise that the sky was like sort of darkening, and it was just a scene that was just chaotic for me. It looked like something out of a movie. Yeah, apocalyptic.
25,000 litres of cooling oil were alight at the Hayes substation fire, according to London Fire Brigade, which spent 8 hours tackling the blaze and is still on scene. Jonathan Smith is the Deputy Commissioner at London Fire Brigade.
London Fire Brigade received 212 calls to a fire in a high-voltage substation near Heathrow Airport. The fire involved 25,000 litres of cooling oil fully alight. This remains a very visible and significant incident.
Aviation bosses say disruption is expected for days, costing airlines millions of pounds. Around 1,300 flights use Heathrow every day, although we're told it'll be after midnight when they might be able to resume again. Flights are being diverted. The knock-on effects are causing big problems. Daisy Peake is one passenger who's stuck in Singapore.
We just kind of had to go get our luggage again that we'd all checked in already. It was a bit of a panic, I guess, to begin with. There's a lot of like families and young kids. So that's been a bit like sad to see. But it seems like they've been handling it really well and people are pretty patient.
This couple from Nottinghamshire were planning a 50th birthday celebration in Malta.
Trying to find other flights out of Gatwick and places like that. I looked to see whether there was anything out of East Midlands. Certainly nothing instantly that we could find.
Yeah, not on a flight. Maybe see if we can get a train over to Europe or potentially even a ferry.
And the fire comes at a difficult weekend for travel with the closure of the Wisley Interchange. The planned closure is the final one taking place as part of the £370 million upgrade. But the roads are expected to be much heavier because of airport travellers trying to navigate the Heathrow incident. Stay tuned to Radio Jackie across the day. We'll have full travel updates and we'll bring you the latest on the Heathrow situation as it happens. That's the latest. I'm Lucy Mayer.